You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. It's not always easy to have a conversation with youth, let alone those in poverty, about a positive future. The Good Life Youth Foundation in Syracuse is touting some of its success by using an approach that engages kids in their cultural language.
The way in which we are utilizing hip-hop and youth culture to engage youth, the way in which we are asking youth what they need and not telling them what they need, that's the solution to work with the top 1% of youth that are facing challenges in Syracuse.
What Good Life founder Hassan Stevens means by challenges is kids from some of Syracuse's areas with the highest levels of poverty and incarceration. He notes the struggles facing youth are directly related to their surroundings in some of the lowest income areas.
They're doing it because they're in need. They're doing it because they're hungry. Poverty is also affecting them from a cultural aspect because they're in an environment that has been shaped by poverty, segregation, and marginalization. So whatever outcomes and things that we see in the community are direct byproducts of that.
Stevens says his outcomes include turning three of Syracuse's zip codes with the highest levels of youth committing repeat crimes into some of the lowest in a year and a half. The goal is to fight poverty and incarceration through teaching entrepreneurship around industries that interest youth.
We have a young lady that is a photographer and graduated the program, and she now travels from Atlanta to Syracuse back and forth and has done photography for some of the biggest artists in the industry. So whenever kids get to graduate and become entrepreneurs, we love that as a success.
The Good Life Youth Foundation is funded by a mix of state, local, and school district program grants, as well as revenue from its own printing operation. Stevens spoke on Thursday at Syracuse University's Thursday Morning Roundtable. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.